is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, November 28th. That's right, the day after Thanksgiving. Shake off that tryptophan-induced slumber.
You full?
I'm always full of it.
Paul
is full, too. But he's always full. That's Eric Scalavino. Paul Perillo here. PFW boys are back to discuss another roster report.
You know, actually, Andy, as a fat guy, I'm never full.
It's true.
I'm
always ever-expanding stomach. There's
always
room.
Hungry.
Anyway, everybody else had an ever-expanding stomach yesterday, but the Patriots were at work. This is a game week. Big game. Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday, Gillette Stadium. They made one or a couple minor transactions over the course of the last week since we last spoke with you. Leading into last weekend's game in Miami, Eric Alexander was placed on IR, and PFW favorite Vince Red, he of the multiple practice player of the week jerseys this year, including one he's wearing this week for serving as Joey Porter in the lead into last week's Dolphins game. Bill Belichick praised him and say, what did Porter have? One tackle? You know, he had that sack in the game. But Vince Red has been doing that all year, and he earned a role on the roster moving forward. Be interesting to see how much PT he gets. He got a little mop-up duty against the Dolphins. And another move to the practice squad, another old friend, an Eric Scalavino favorite, Tom Malone, was signed
to the practice squad.
So, you know, we've, I think, pondered throughout the season whether or what the pleasure level was with Chris Hansen. Hasn't done a lot of work lately as the offense has exploded with 500 yards over the last couple of weeks. But they brought in Hodges earlier in the year for the practice squad for a short stint. Now they bring back Malone, who has been, you know, a couple of years he's been here with time on the practice squad in 06, training camp 07. What do we make of this move, Eric Scalavino, the Patriots.com and PFW kicking and punting expert?
I'm surprised by it, Andy, to tell you the truth. Because
he's a wee little fella.
Well, because it's not like he's one of those guys that has gone from team to team since he left here. He's not a commodity, in other words. He was probably just sitting at home. And it came at a time when I don't think Hansen was punting particularly badly either.
Yeah, he hasn't done much. He hasn't really
had to do much, good or bad
of late.
But when he has, I thought he's done enough that it didn't warrant bringing in extra competition. But
I agree with that because it's weird. Like you say, Hansen is what he is. He's a veteran. He's had some shaky games.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been good enough for what they wanted for a year and a half now. And now you bring in a guy who knows what he is.
It's not like he had a performance like that Pittsburgh guy
right.
in the last game where it was just so woeful that you had to make a move. So I really don't understand it, to be honest with you.
They're just keeping the pressure on.
Maybe that's kind of what Hansen needs, and you know we don't know enough about his situation with the team to speak about that directly. But that could be a reason. Maybe he works better when he does feel like he has a little bit of pressure on him. So that's the only thing
I can figure. I don't really have much to add to that one, Andy. So
yeah, I don't really.
Before you put me on the spot.
Oh, I never put you on the spot. I also want to say there is an open spot on the roster squad. And they reportedly have tried out. What did I say?
Roster squad.
Oh, yeah, that too. They reportedly tried out a few different guys this week. Three wide receivers. Joel Fellaini.
Fellaini, I believe his name is.
You say Fellaini, I say Fellaini. Whatever.
Texas Tech boy.
Scott.
I don't
Male.
Know.
M-A-Y-L-E.
That was Joel Fellaini was the only one of those guys I had heard of.
And Marque McDaniel, as well as defensive end Angelo Craig, who I've heard of. I think we watched some film on him last year. I remember the name, and we did some pre-draft work on. But none of those guys have been announced as signing as of yet, so they still head into this game with an open spot on the practice squad. We should probably talk about just a little bit the injury report, because on the surface, it looks, I would say, downright scary for a Patriots fan, because you have names on there like Seymour and Bruschi and Hobbs and Warren, and Will Fork's been on there at times in the last. I mean, for a team that's already had to deal with some injuries, to see those names on there is scary, and being limited in practice. What do we make of those major guys and their chances to play?
Well, I can give you an update on Seymour and his condition. At the start of, during our media portion of locker room access today, Seymour was one of the guys who spoke, and the first question posed to him was about his knee status and playing status on Sunday, and he said he said that he was fit, fine, ready to go, and would play on Sunday.
Okay.
And
so
then
scratch
he was
him off the list.
And
then
he was out at practice today, so it looks like all systems are go for Richard Seymour.
Oh, that's good news.
That is good news. He's been playing very well.
Yeah. And
so
that,
I kind of assumed he was going to play because, as we've seen with him and as he's talked about, when he doesn't play well, he generally says, well, I'm hurt. It's limiting what I can do.
Right.
With as well as he's played, I kind of figured, well, the knee must be good enough to play.
Yeah, and I just feel like the way the defense is, you know, the way Bill described the defense as kind of hanging on and hanging in there, I think they need those guys up front. I think that's pretty obvious with the way Seymour and Wilfork and Warren have played. And as you said, Andy, especially recently, those guys have really looked like their old selves. And I can't imagine if you slipped a little bit up front what the chain reaction would be as you fall further back, because they've struggled.
Right.
I mean, let's put it the way it is. They've struggled in the secondary.
And a similar scenario with Ellis Hobbs, as bad as the secondary has been, do you want to find out what it's going to be without Ellis Hobbs? He's a guy that I also sort of put in that category. He gets dinged up all the time, but whether he's crawling off the surgery table and wearing a cast, he seems like he's pretty much always available to play. So until I see him not suit up for a game, I'm going to assume he's going to be healthy enough to play. But the injuries are something to keep an eye on, because you're in a playoff hunt and you got some big-name players on the injury report during a season in which you've already dealt with injuries. So
the only two players who weren't on the field today were Kelly Washington, who was out the other day as well, and Adalis Thomas, who hasn't been seen since his arm injury a few weeks ago. But everyone else was there. Encouraging news on Lamont Jordan, too. We saw him
in the locker room.
He was standing upright today, Paul.
It's a rarity.
Whoa.
At his locker.
Good for Lamont.
Which was he made progress from the other day when he was actually sitting at his locker and not lying on the floor with his feet up on his chair.
Gradual process.
So it's been a gradual process, but he was back up there, and he was out at practice again. So I would say his chances of playing are better than average.
Sort of what we said about a month and a half ago, until he had that setback
in practice. Until he had that setback, right.
And I've been getting made fun of it ever since.
But that's the Patriots are relatively healthy, assuming those big names play. They're heading into the biggest game of the year for the second straight week, I would say. Taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday, Gillette Stadium. Biggest test for Matt Cassel in the offense, going against the number one ranked defense in all of football in terms of both the running game and the passing game. And we will have the follow-up report from that game and all the different roster maneuverings that might take place between now and next Friday when we visit you again next Friday.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.